The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, and by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, proudly selling Liberty Safes, American-made safes for all your valuables, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
Out here in the country, where the city lights don't shine, I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud.
Hello, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. I'm so thankful that you could tune in with us. Of course, as always, I'm Adam Strange. I'm an NRA law enforcement firearms instructor, and my co-host is Judge Rusty Johnston, but he's not able to be with us tonight. So joining me in the studio is Glenn Ramos. As always, this is your show about your self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, and of course, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and federal law. If you have a comment or a question for us here at the studio, we would love to have you call in or text to 251-343-0106. And we are also simulcasting to Facebook Live, and our Facebook page is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. We are also casting on our YouTube channel, and that is just simply Armed Alabama. While you're there, subscribe and hit that bell icon. That way you'll be notified every time that we post new content or go live, such as tonight. You can also, of course, hear us on FM Talk 106.5 and also FM Talk 106.5 website. We are live streaming from that website. And the other way that you can hear us is from our website, and that is just simply armedalabama.com. And all of our previous shows going back or almost 4 years are there on our website. Of course, tonight I would like to dedicate this show to my great Uncle Curtis Mason, who passed away here recently. Curtis Mason was a true Tennessee volunteer. He enlisted in the Navy at age 16. He lied about his age so he can join, because that was the thing that Tennessee volunteers do. He was the individual that would help anybody who asked or needed it. He was definitely a man that would do the right thing. And he simply did the right thing because it was the right thing to do. So Curtis Mason will be greatly missed, and we're definitely sending out prayers to his family and loved ones. All right, Glenn, thank you for joining us here at the studio tonight, which is really kind of winding down, one of the last shows of Armed Alabama. So thank you for joining us, and you've been here several times over the years, and we've always enjoyed having you here at the show. And as I said, we're kind of winding down the show, and definitely want to say thank you to my co-host, Judge Rusty Johnson, and definitely have learned a lot from him. And to be able to do what we've done for almost 4 years now has absolutely been phenomenal. To be on this show, to talk about Second Amendment rights, to talk about our rights as citizens, and for the judge every week to get on here and talk about those subjects and talk about what your rights are as a citizen of Alabama, citizen of Mississippi, really a citizen of Gulf Coast and the United States. It's really, really been wonderful. I couldn't tell you how many times people have come up and told me, it's like, wow, what the judge had to say this past week was just really amazing. I didn't realize that we had those kind of liberties. But if we do not know the law, if we do not know our rights, then they can't be subject to lose them. So it's important that we educate ourselves, which is the reason why we want to do this show, the judge and myself, is to educate people. And I couldn't tell you how many times the judge has told me before he retired how many people would come in the courtroom, and if they just locked their doors to their home, closed their windows and made sure their windows were locked, or locked their car door, or just simply looked around as they went through the parking lot, or wasn't looking at their phone, that these kind of criminal activity could have been avoided. So it definitely made the judge feel good to come on each week and to tell people about how to defend themselves, about their rights, and what they needed to do.
So essentially keep your head on the swivel at all times.
Absolutely. And you bring that up, Glenn. So, of course, this right now, between now and Christmas Eve, is like the big shopping push. So there's going to be people everywhere. And you can so easily get wrapped up in what you're doing, shopping, family, or whatever, that you're really not paying attention on
right.
Maybe who's watching you, or you have to run out in the middle of the night, you know, for that gift that you forgot, or that item to put on the kitchen table, and you're just running out there trying to take care of business, but not worrying about that criminal who's trying to take care of his business and looking for easy pickings.
That's right. Now, typically for me, what I typically do when I'm in that situation, when I leave home, typically I leave with nothing else than also my concealed carry. I carry that, as well as I always carry this with me as well, my tactical pen, two knives. I also have this this rappelling rope that also doubles as a knife as well. So at the very least, I'm always protected.
Got something, yeah, absolutely. So Glenn, you've got a lot of things that you want to talk about tonight. And one of those, I think, was the ongoing impeachment hearing sham that's going on. And when I say sham, I mean that's exactly what it is.
Well, this whole impeachment inquiry, circus, sham, whatever you want to call it, is about one thing and one thing only. It's about the undoing, the removing of a duly elected president by the American people. Period, end of story. This is the Democrats' way of sour grapes from losing the 2016 election a few years ago by a man who has absolutely no political experience whatsoever. However, your candidate, Hillary Clinton, was just a terrible candidate. So take ownership of it. Take ownership of the fact that you guys lost. Move on to 2020. That's what you have to do. But they can't do that. So that's what this whole impeachment inquiry is all about, is removing Donald Trump, who's doing a lot of things for America, as he promised during his campaign. So, in essence, what the Democrats are trying to do here is, prior to this 2020 election, they want to remove Donald Trump because they fully know well they have no viable candidate that can beat Donald Trump. And that's what these so-called articles of impeachment, these very weak articles of impeachment are all about. This obstruction, abuse of power, what is this? Is this Sesame Street? Is this Romper Room? What's going on here? Are you kidding me? I mean, Clinton got far worse than Donald Trump here. So let's look at this for what it is. This is A political lynching is what this is.
And you're absolutely right. We're just going to have to wait and see how this unfolds. I think they're going to be voting tomorrow or Thursday. Is that correct?
That's right. So on the flip side here, I want to share, there's a great YouTube channel. It's called Zeducation, and the video is called
Zeducation?
Zeducation.
Okay.
Democrats don't want you to see this impeachment video. Great video.
Where is it available?
It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube, Zeducation.
All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after this break. Stay tuned.
I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
One of my favorite movie quotes right there. All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Of course, we were talking earlier tonight, if you missed it, if you're just now joining us. Of course, this is the holiday season, and everybody's out holiday shopping, Christmas shopping. So we just want to remind you to be responsible for your safety and the safety of others that are shopping with you. So make sure you park in well-lit areas. Be alert. Keep your head up out of your phone. Of course, look around, keep your head on the swivel. If you see something, say something that looks suspicious, call law enforcement. Keep your cars locked. Also, keep your doors and windows locked at home. We may be wrapping gifts or whatever, not thinking about what's going on. But as the judge says, so many times people has come into his courtroom over the years that's been a victim of violent crime. Had they had just had their door locked or had their window locked, the perpetrator would not have been able to gain access or gain entry to the premises. And, of course, if you can, try not to shop by yourself. And one thing I always like to say is listen to that little voice of caution in your head. That sometimes, you know, will get you out of trouble or keep you from getting in trouble. You get that little voice in your head, it's like, oop. You may not want to go down that alley. It looks kind of dark and spooky. Well, when you hear that, you may want to walk around or take a different path of where you need to go. But those are just things to remember. Of course, you always want to conceal carry. First and foremost is have that firearm and be able to use that firearm competently. And if you're going to use it competently, then you need to get training. And if you have a firearm that you're not carrying because you don't feel competent with it, then you need to get training. So Christmas break is coming up. It's a good opportunity to go and get some training or get some trigger time in. By all means, that's the time to do it. So we have online is Richard's calling in from Babinette. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
How you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you for calling. What you got?
I've got a lot of traveling I got to do a lot of times, and I'm wanting to get my pistol permit again. Is that the same thing as a concealed permit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Concealed carry license or pistol permit is generically called the same, generically the same thing. And you can easily get it from your sheriff's department. You can go online to the Alabama Attorney General's website, and then you can see all the states that has reciprocity with Alabama.
About 28 states.
It kind of increased, and then I think some kind of dropped off. So I need to go back and look and see what the new ones, latest ones are.
You know, Adam, you should mention the CCA.
That was my next question is what states? I traveled Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia.
You're good.
Carolinas,
South Carolina, you're not.
Not good in South Carolina.
No, you're not. North Carolina, you are. South Carolina, you are not.
So what should he do in South Carolina?
If you have to go into South Carolina, you need to unholster your firearm, if it's holstered, of course, unload it, and have a box, a lock box, really, if you can, a gun, a small pistol safe or something like that, where you can lock it up and it be empty.
Richard, a suggestion for you here is go to where you have an Android or an iPhone. Go to your app store and look up. It's called CCA.
Yes,
it's an app that gives you all the laws for concealed carry in all the 50 states.
I got you.
It's very concise. It's very good. I have it on my phone. I carry it with me all the time.
All right. Sounds good.
And it's a good ready reference, but it doesn't you have to still have to be, as law changes and reciprocity changes, you definitely want to take a look at the Alabama Attorney General's website. But for traveling, ready reference and stuff like that, that app is really, really good.
And it's always updating constantly, all the time as well. So very, very good app.
Good deal. Best information I've heard on that in a long time.
All right.
You are certainly welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Richard, for calling in, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Trump 2020.
That's Amen.
Right. Got it.
Amen. Now, back to your point about security here, Adam, is that, so last night, my wife got real angry with me. So we went to Dollar General in Gulfport, and she was returning an item, a Christmas item. So she goes in the store, and I stay in the car, and this individual, hoodie on, pants kind of sagging a little bit, and I guess he walks into the store right to the register. I guess my wife was starting to freak out a little bit because she was telling those ladies, like, can you please hurry up with this transaction? I want to get out of here. And she got mad at me. She said, Glenn, where were you? I said, what do you mean, where was I? This guy came walking in, and he looked a little suspicious, especially since he just walked up the register with nothing in hand. How come you didn't come here and like see what's going on? I said, well, I didn't view him as a threat. I mean, he seemed okay to me, but you know. Anyways, just kind of interesting.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, her perspective is different than yours.
That's right. You know? Yeah,
my perspective may be different than yours, and yours may be different than mine.
Exactly, so.
Adam. I'd like to add something to this too. Two things. One is that, particularly women, but if you're coming out of a store and you're carrying packages, even if you have to make more than one trip, carry your car keys in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not standing out there, especially in a darkened parking lot, digging through your purse trying to find your keys. The other thing, and my wife and I have this conversation frequently, but as we get older, you don't really realize too much how other people view you. But you take a woman that's 30 versus a woman that's 65, all other things being equal, that 65-year-old lady is going to be more of a potential target, I think.
Of course.
So as you get older, really think about when you're shopping, where you're shopping, and have some people with you, you know, instead of being out there all by yourself.
Of
because
course.
Somebody may be watching for an opportunity.
So you're saying, in essence, don't be a victim, or don't look like a victim.
Don't look like a victim.
Don't look like a victim.
That's right.
And you're talking about keys. Of course, you definitely want to have the keys ready and out of your purse.
And if you got a fob, remember they got that alarm button.
Yeah,
on them too.
That's right.
Yeah, and you can use that alarm button or a panic button, if you will, if something happens in the parking lot or whatever. But one of the things that you can do is put your key, you have your key ring in your hand, but put your key or keys between your fingers, you know, almost like spikes coming out of your knuckles. That's another thing. But it doesn't trump having a concealed carry firearm and the ability and training to use it.
Now, something that I bought for myself personally, when in a situation where I can't carry a gun, let's say at the coming out of the airport or coming out of the movie theater, I bought something called a tacti-key. So it looks like a key. It resembles a key. It's metallic, but the front edge is sharpened down to a very sharp point. And it has an ergonomic handle to it that you embedded in your between your fingers, and it actually supports against the webbing of your finger. So if you have to use it, it doesn't hurt your hand in the process of using that tacti-key. But something that I use, or I keep on my person, if I can't carry my concealed weapon.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah, so speaking of that, of course, we're talking about crime and not being a potential victim. But as far as crime goes, just to give you some, since we're winding down the year here, in Mobile, there have been 36 homicides in Mobile this year, which is much more than last year. So there were 28 homicides in Mobile, 36 this year, and 11 of those still remain unsolved. So definitely when you're out shopping this Christmas, of course, it's a wonderful time of the year, absolutely, but it doesn't hurt to be to pay attention and to go with family members. And be vigilant. Just like if you have your head up, looking around, and don't look like a victim and don't have that victim mentality.
And stay off your phones. Especially at nighttime, stay off your phones.
How many times I've seen somebody walking down a sidewalk at night or walking through a parking lot at night and they have their phone in their face. How they can even tell where they're going, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Much less, you know, looking around them for potential threats or cars, you know, that are driving around a parking lot that may not necessarily see a pedestrian crossing the street or crossing through the parking lot.
Well, don't become totally paranoid, but at the same time, don't assume that you're just automatically safe no matter where you go. And I think a lot of people do that.
And just stay vigilant. I mean, especially when you approach your car and you have your back turned. What I normally do is periodically I'll turn around and swing my head around to see who's behind me.
Good idea.
When I face my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't hurt to
pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah, and as you walk to your vehicle, walk around it just to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And also look inside your vehicle. All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after this break. Stay tuned.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Glad you could hang with us through the break here. Earlier in the show, of course, we have Glenn Ramos joining us in the studio. And earlier in the show, Glenn was talking about the impeachment chaos that's going on, or sham, really, if you wanted to put one word to describe it all. It's a sham.
That's right, it is. I just want to reiterate that that YouTube channel. It's Zeducation, so that's Z-E-D. UCATION, Zeducation, on YouTube. On YouTube. And the video is called, lost my place here.
It's in there somewhere.
He's got a whole bunch of notes right here. If you could just see, on the camera. Speaking of the camera.
It's Democrats don't want you to see this impeachment video. And in this video, sorry, Adam. In this video, this kid, I mean, this guy's like 20-something. He details 21 years ago the Democrats talking about the Bill Clinton impeachment process and how unfair it was, how it's destroying the nation. The same talking points the Republicans are talking now and how hateful it is for the Republicans to go after Bill Clinton, a sitting president, and they talk about the whole talking points about this is about undoing a duly elected president. It's quite interesting how the hypocrisy is so real from the Democratic side.
Well, my prediction is when he is not removed from office, somebody in the Democratic Party will come up with another reason to start pursuing another impeachment. And I think they're going to be holding hearings on Election Day.
And they've already said that. They said if he gets reelected again, they'll find something else to impeach him on.
Yeah.
Until they get him out.
Yeah, I mean, this is never ending. If they don't, of course, they know, even if they have the votes to be able to impeach him, In the House. They're not going to be able to in the Senate. You know, this is a moot point. It's tactics. It's just, this is a long ball plan, if you will. They're playing long ball.
That's right.
And they're my last dollar on the House will impeach in the
tomorrow. I think they will, regardless that some of the polls now are showing it actually will hurt them in some of these battleground states in the respect of voters.
Now, I want to leave you with this last quote here. This is from U.S. Representative for Florida 1st District, Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz just nailed it with this quote. He had this quote. And this is when he was interviewing the constitutional lawyers, right? All three of them, right? So let's get into the facts to all the witnesses. If you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. Now, of course, what happened? Nobody raised their hand. There's no facts there. There's nothing. This is a nothing burger. And it'll continue to be this way through the 2020 election process. Well, it's going to be crazy.
It's been stated so many times that there's no there.
There's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And it's just one thing right after. It's one scam after another. First, it was Russian collusion.
Yes.
Then, I mean, from the outset of his election, and in him taking office, day two of him taking office, it was Russian collusion.
Sour
grapes. And then that was complete nothing.
Yep.
Mueller
reports.
Was complete nothing.
Yep.
Then it was, it's Ukraine.
Yeah, no quid pro quo.
And then, of course, there was really nothing there. So now they've moved on and going to charge him.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats put themselves in the corner, unfortunately, for them. Good for us, bad for them. They had to come up with something with impeachment, or else they would lose their base. So they came out with abuse of power.
Yep.
And the other thing. So
abuse of power and
obstruction.
Obstruction of Congress.
And obstruction of Congress.
Yeah.
That's all they have. Because they had to come up with something.
I think there was, about 40 hours of televised hearings all together on this thing, which of course meant that a lot of Democrats had opportunities for millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of free television time to castigate President Trump. And I mean, we're talking the three major networks. I don't recall them ever doing a congressional hearing like that for the whole day with no commercials. They ate a lot of lost a lot of money doing that. But I mean, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and C-SPAN also was which was, I guess, providing the cameras. 40 hours, that's just a rough guess off the top of my head. Those people who are listening to us right now, how much did you actually watch? You know, I would watch about an hour until my brain started hurting.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what happened. Is ratings absolutely plummeted?
Yeah.
After that first day.
Yep.
And when you get up in the morning thinking, well, I'd like to know what happened in Iran overnight, and did North Korea do another missile test, and what's going on in Hong Kong, and different things like that. No, what do we hear? Rehash of yesterday's hearings.
Yeah.
Well, and
that's not the lead story in the whole wide world, folks.
Well, it's definitely not the lead responsibility of Congress.
That's right.
Where, you know, they're not even...
They weren't elected to hold hearings.
They haven't done a budget. It's another continuing resolution to fund a government. They haven't attended to the business that they needed to be doing, that voters sent them for. Voters didn't send them to try to impeach a sitting president who was duly elected on the thinnest margin of any time in our country's history.
Well, the House has done a whole lot of bill passing in the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, USMCA. It was actually going to be released.
And an actual budget, I think that was correct, not continuing this time. But it hasn't made it to the president's desk yet.
No, not yet.
No, it wasn't an actual budget. It was just a continuing resolution to continue the government, current funding as it is, plus a little bit more for growth in government.
It is kind of funny how they announced, Pelosi announced that they were going to pass USMCA on the same day.
Yeah.
She issued orders for the articles of impeachment.
Oh, yeah, but.
Kind of coincidental.
But,
right?
their version of USMCA is vastly improved over what the president submitted, you know.
Of course, because they can't give Trump a win.
Yeah, that's right. So they do a little tweaking here and there and say, now it's much better.
Yeah, so as we were talking
These
earlier,
are tough times we
they
live in.
Are tough times that we live in. It's just, and of course, with technology and having a smartphone in your hand, which is a window to the world, if you will, I mean, it's just a barrage of information that comes to you every day.
And a good percentage of that is not correct, not true.
That's exactly.
And there's no checking.
But see, that's a tactic, though, I think. And Glenn, you have talked about this numerous times in the past, not only on air, but off air as well, just you and I talking. But we have talked about that numerous times in the past of how news or just comes in bits or maybe just one or two lines.
Yes.
If that. And is used to drive a narrative.
Right. Yeah, because people don't have time to really read the whole meat of something.
That's exactly right.
They just read the title. Oh, I got information right there. So you put something in there that's kind of false or kind of not true.
Yep.
It gives people a false impression.
Yep. Or have that bullet, you know.
The bullet points, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and you didn't, back in the day, before social media and the internet, somebody would come forth with an idea or there'd be a news event, but you had time to think about it and reflect on it. Now it's instantaneous. And when you reach an opinion instantaneously, how do you know it's the right opinion?
How
do you know you based it on anything?
Absolutely. One of these things, and my personal beliefs or whatever, serving as former Republican chairman for Mobile County and serving as former young Republican chairman of Mobile County, you kind of have to flush out your beliefs. And sometimes, you know, you read an article, you read what's going on. Sometimes it'll take me a day or two.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the smartest person in the world. Well, but it may take me a day or two before I realize, it's like, you know what? I may have a different perspective on it from when I initially read the article.
Yeah.
Than what I may come out with finally. But a lot of that is each and of our own. And we make decisions based on our own personalities, our own life experiences, and our own perception of what we read.
Keep your mind open to
absolutely,
other ideas, because
absolutely.
You may discover that somebody has a slightly better idea than maybe you had. You never know.
Exactly. But when news comes at you so fast, especially on the smartphone or the internet or whatever, you only get that small little tidbit or that snippet or bite that is geared towards, may trick you, actually. I think it's, some of it's just false.
Yeah.
For you to come up with your own assumption of what transpired, which may not have been exactly the way that it did. And even sometimes I've read an article where you read the article and then halfway through it like changes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, here's the truth finally.
Yeah. Okay. You had to go through all the minutia to get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, well, you know, you read halfway through the article and it's like, well, this changes the whole perspective.
I'll tell you what scares me to death, and that is the deep fake videos where the artificial intelligence can have some the president or some political figure and somebody else can superimpose a voice over, in effect make that person say anything they want them to say on that video. And you've got people in these little rogue nations around the world that are watching this stuff, and I worry that they're going to say, well, based on that, I think we ought to go ahead and attack our next door neighbor because they're not going to do anything about it.
Or worse yet, they might try to fix something on a conservative group that they did something. Actually, that technology is not new. Hollywood did that. Remember in the movie The Running Man?
I was just going to say
The Running Man.
Right? Yeah.
That's 1987. They did that with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but it is
they
really
did a deep
sophisticated
video on Arnold Schwarzenegger
now.
In that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. It's right? Flawless
Ben,
now.
The Butcher of Bakersfield, Ben Richards.
All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after this break.
Come on, 2020. Hurry up and get here.
Me. You're walking on the back inside of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I thank God for all the freedoms we've got in this country. I cherish them and treasure them. Even the rights to burn the flag, you know. I'm proud of those rights. But I tell you what, we've also got, let me tell you something. Shh. We've also got a right to bear arms, and if you burn my flag, I'll shoot you.
That's becoming one of my favorite clips.
Oh, absolutely. The Man in Black,
was
for
that,
sure.
Was that from Folsom Prison when he did a concert there or something?
I don't know if that necessarily that clip was, but I don't remember exactly where it was.
It was in the movie, too.
Could have been. Could have been. All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. We've still got a little bit of show left for you, and I appreciate you tuning in.
You had some good advice a while ago. If you get a firearm or gun for Christmas, get training.
Yeah, well,
if you don't have any.
And speaking of that, of course, the judge always says, of course, the judge's not here tonight, but the judge always says that it ain't Christmas if there's not a gun under the tree.
There you go. But if you, particularly if it's your first gun, get to a range, find somebody, get some training, and there are opportunities out there.
Oh, yeah. If you get that present under the tree that happens to be a firearm, then by all means, get the training that you need to be competent with that firearm for your personal defense.
Yep.
Not only your personal defense, but the defense of your family and loved ones.
And it's not necessarily Olympic-style pistol shooting at a range. You're talking about close up and personal. You know, bring the targets up closer to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to... I use a term called body alignment to where you can draw from your holster.
Yep.
And to push out with that firearm.
And to be able
strong,
to do it
competent grip.
In a couple of seconds.
Absolutely. Less than a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And so definitely front sight shooting, front sight, rear sight, sight alignment, sight picture shooting has its advantages and has its time. But as far as close quarters to be able to engage a threat, I like body alignment. It's just so natural. If you ever taken a pen and pointed at somebody or and say, you know, don't you do that or whatever, you just naturally point that pen at that person. Sometimes
you don't go into a stance.
Yeah, and some people just get because the bad guy's not going to worry about that. He's not going to worry about sight alignment, sight picture, trigger control, follow through, and stance and grip. He's not going to worry about that, or she's not going to worry about that. Their intent is to do their dastardly deed. They're not worried about the NRA 7 points of shooting or whatever. They're there to do you harm.
Yeah.
And so you have to be able to engage them. And I would say, and I use the term vicious, you have to be able to engage them in a vicious manner to defend yourself. And that, to be able to do that, you have to make your mind up before that time or what you're going to do.
I'm going to. I saved a stupid question toward the end of the show, but most people go to a pistol range and they're wearing earplugs and muffs and all of that to protect the ears. But if you're in a situation where you have to protect yourself, you're not going to whip out your headphones and put them on.
No.
You know, so that gun is going to be a lot louder than you're used to hearing.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is that a distraction?
No. Yes and no. That's a good point. Yes and no. There's a thing, and when you become stressed in a situation and you have to use your firearm, chances are you may not even hear it. There's a term called auditory exclusion.
In other words, your hearing shuts off or
yes.
shuts way down?
Yes. Your brain actually turns off a lot of your senses, and you hear the term a lot on tunnel vision.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the things that are just happening in high stress situation that your brain is doing. And one of those things, of course, when you have that adrenaline dump, is auditory exclusion. So you may not necessarily hear the firearm go off.
And inside your house, it's even going to be louder.
Oh, yeah, it'll be louder, but yeah, you may not necessarily hear it like that.
Wow.
It's just one of those phenomenons, and so that's why it's so important to get that training. So also to practice with your firearm, so you can have that ability to use it without necessarily thinking about it, to where it becomes more second nature.
I'm just sorry. I personally miss the training sessions that you and Judge Johnston did a couple of years back.
Yeah, we had fun doing that.
A lot of people came away very pleased with the results of
it's always
fun. Day-long course that you guys put on.
It's always fun to do that, and we did it. Judge and I have been teaching people since, I think, 2010.
And part of it was the law, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially the judge's portion.
Yeah.
So he would kind of do the law and the individual's rights, law according to Alabama or Mississippi or wherever it may, and then, of course, federal law. And then my shtick was, as the law enforcement instructor, is to kind of get into that grind, that methodology, shooting methodology, or defensive shooting methodology with the students. So it was like a 1-2 punch, basically, and we always had a really, really good time.
And Glenn, you have about a ream of notes, and you've only gotten to about half of it. I think I'm going to hush.
No, that's okay. Just really quick, I'm going to take 30 seconds here.
Sure.
Last week, I got an opportunity in Dallas, Texas, as I was on business, to see the documentary called No Safe Spaces.
Yes.
I recommend all your listeners out there, please, if you get a chance, watch this movie. Now, unfortunately, they're not showing this movie anywhere on the Gulf Coast, which is, to me, unbelievable.
You saw it in a theater?
Yeah, I saw it in a theater. I saw it in an AMC theater in Dallas, Texas. They're not showing it in New Orleans, Gulfport, Mobile, or Pensacola. So you're going to have to go to Flixster, go somewhere online, Fandango, and try to find it somewhere. But please, watch this movie. It's about the silencing of conservative voices. It's very scary. Please watch this movie.
And that's one of the exact reasons why the judge and I decided to do this show, is to be able to espouse your rights, to try to get people motivated to be able to defend themselves and learn more about firearms and self-defense.
And I was just looking. Looks like a call's coming in, but it's getting real close on time. We might not be able to get that person on.
Yeah, actually, I have my daughter here, so we're going to leave out with, since we only have a few minutes left, we're going to leave out with a couple of Christmas jokes that my daughter is going to provide. And so here you go.
Okay,
Hi,
we're ready.
I'm Lillian, and I have a couple of Christmas jokes to bring up the Christmas spirit for this holiday. My first one is, which of Santa's reindeers can fly through space?
Which of Santa's reindeers can fly through space?
Comet.
Okay. That was pretty good.
What's the next one?
What do Santa's helpers learn in school? The alphabet.
That's terrible.
They're not getting any better, Lillian. But they're funny. One more.
What is Santa's favorite candy? Jolly Ranchers.
Okay. And it's about time for us to wrap up. What grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Fantastic. You did a good job.
Glenn, the name of the movie again? I need to write.
What was the movie again, Glenn?
No Safe Spaces.
Got to do it quick, Adam. We got about 12 seconds.
All right, real quick, we're going to leave the show with just some Christmas music.
Okay.
I can play this with my sidearm here. Never played a guitar with my sidearm on.
Okay. Let it rip.